Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. When God speaks, things change. Everything around you, all of creation exists because God spoke it into existence. God's word is unlike any other word. It is alive. In John 6, Jesus says, "The words that I have spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life." So they're not mere words. They are alive. God's word generates life. In fact, let me just give you a list of the things that God's word does. God's word generates life. It creates faith. It produces change. It frightens the devil. It causes miracles. It heals hurts, and it builds character. God's word transforms circumstances. It imparts joy. It overcomes adversity. It defeats temptation. It infuses hope. God's word releases power. It cleanses our mind. It brings things into being, and it guarantees our future forever. You see, we cannot live without the word of God, so never take it for granted. You should consider God's word as essential to your life as food. You see, the Bible tells us God's word is the spiritual nourishment you must have to fulfill your purpose. So let's start the feast and let's look into God's word today for our daily hope.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. Well, we bring our series called Doing Business with God to a close. In these lessons, we've been learning what it truly means to do our work as unto the Lord and how our work can be a form of ministry to others and worship to God. Whether your work is at home, on a job site, in an office, in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can find significance in your occupation, allowing you to enjoy your work more than ever. How does that sound? These insights and more are part of Pastor Rick's study kit called Christians in the Workplace. And you can take a sneak peek right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word daily to 313131. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Standing Out at Work.
Genesis 39, verse 6 and 8 and 9. Now Joseph was very handsome, and he was a well-built young man. So Potiphar's wife began to desire him and invited him to sleep with her. Wait a minute, the boss's wife is inviting the slave to sleep with her? Yeah, that's what's going on here. But notice, Joseph refused. Now, I want you to notice why he refused. Here's where the loyalty comes in. Look, he told her, my master trusts me. Let me stop right here. He doesn't start with God in this situation. Now, he gets to it in a minute. But his number one reason for being faithful and not committing adultery is, my master trusts me. That's an amazing statement. He didn't say, no, it's a sin to have sex with a married woman. Unless it's your married woman, your wife. No, he doesn't say, he doesn't even talk about the sin. At start, he says, my master trusts me. Why would you do this? Why would you? I'm loyal to your husband. Why would you do this? He says there, Joseph refused. Look, he told her, my master trusts me. My master trusts me with everything, is an entire household. No one here has more authority than I do. He has held back nothing. Notice the gratitude of Joseph here. He's held back nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How could I ever do such a wicked thing to him? And he says, by the way, it would be a great sin against God. Friends, that's loyalty. That's loyalty. He's got a beautiful woman throwing herself at him. Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to. You think I'm going to tell my husband? Are you kidding me? Nobody's going to know. Come on, you can have your cake and eat it too. You can be the master and we can have a fling. This would be great. Nothing, no harm, no foul, nothing. And he turns you down because of loyalty to his boss. My master, trust me. Now, I'm sure Potiphar was an imperfect boss, because every boss is imperfect. I'm sure Joseph probably disagreed with his boss a lot of the time, because everybody does. Nobody gets it right all the time.
Says, my master trusts me with everything. Why? I couldn't do this to him. That would be a wicked thing. That is loyalty. And you know what? God looks at that and God says, that's the kind of person I'm going to promote. Next one, number six. This one goes right along with it. The sixth key to getting promoted is integrity. Integrity. Audacity, likability, capacity, reliability, loyalty, and the sixth quality for getting promoted, and every business owner wants this in employees, integrity. Integrity. Now, we've talked about this before. Integrity is far more than simply honesty. The word integrity comes from the word integer or integer, which means a unit of one. Integrated means we're all one. Segregated means we're separated into segments. Integrated means whole. Integrity means wholeness. Integrity, when you have integrity, doesn't mean you're perfect. Because if you had to be perfect to have integrity, nobody will ever have integrity because nobody's perfect. Integrity means that you are whole. What you see is what you get. You're not a phony. You're not a fake. That you act the way with me, the same way you act at home with your husband or your wife or your kids, the way you act on the golf course, the way you act at the bridge party, the way you act at a club, the way you act out at dinner, the way you act with your friends, that you don't wear a mask here and a mask here and a mask here and a mask here, and you don't segment your life. The moment you segment your life, say, this is my work life, this is my church life, this is my home life, this is my sports life, this is my porno life, this is my sex life, then you already lack integrity. The moment you segment your life, you lack integrity because it means it's not integrated. It is segmented. It is a segregated life, not an integrated life. Integrity means wholeness. It means I act the exact same way in secret as I do in public. I act the exact same way with my kids or grandkids as I do with presidents and kings and queens. It means I am the exact same way. I'm not perfect. But I don't fake it. That is integrity. Let me give you a definition of integrity. Practicing in secret the values and beliefs that I claim to hold in public. Practicing in secret the values and beliefs that I claim to hold in public. It means I don't compartmentalize my life. Now, when I say practicing in secret, integrity is not what people think you are. Integrity is what you really are. Integrity is what you are when nobody's looking. Integrity is what you are in your quiet time. Integrity is what you are in the dark, when nobody knows, when nobody will see, when nobody can guess or compare. That's the real you. That's integrity. It's when you are exactly who you pay to be. And as a result of that, you don't act one way in secret and another way over here. So you have the same values that you promote in public, you hold to in private. We have seen over the last years, many, many years, a lot of famous, high-profile politicians, business leaders, even religious leaders, who said one thing out here and lived another thing right here, right? We all know about these. And then when they get caught, all of a sudden there's a big fall. Why? Because they lack integrity. They don't act in private the way they talk in public. Their public values and their private morals are two different things. Genesis 39:10. The woman pressured Joseph every day. She's trying to have an affair with him. The woman pressured Joseph every day. But he refused to have sexual relations with her or even spend time with her. Notice this, he's not going to bend on this. What is he doing? He's creating boundaries in his life to safeguard his integrity.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called Standing Out at Work from our series called Doing Business with God. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org or just text the word DAILY to 313131. Again, that's the word DAILY to 313131. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Many people aren't excited about their work, and they may even dread it. Maybe this is because we see our work as a necessary evil or just a means to an end. But when you look at your work from God's perspective, there's so much more. Did you know your work can be a form of worship to God? The Hebrew word for work in the Old Testament also means worship and serve. It doesn't matter if you're working in the home, at a job site, or in an executive office. Your work can be a ministry that brings honor to God. Pastor Rick Warren says that you'll find real significance and meaning in any job once you've got the Lord's perspective on it. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, Rick wants to send you his study kit called Christians in the Workplace, equipping you to live out your faith at work. This biblical look at work includes a 6-session DVD and workbook that will give you the tools you need to find purpose in your work, allowing you to enjoy your job more than ever, or maybe even for the first time. These insights and more are part of Pastor Rick's study kit called Christians in the Workplace, equipping you to live out your faith at work. And it's yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to rickwarren.org to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 313131.
Once again, here's Rick.
Genesis 39:10. The woman pressured Joseph every day. She's trying to have an affair with him. The woman pressured Joseph every day, but he refused to have sexual relations with her or even spend time with her. Notice this. He's not going to bend on this. What is he doing? He's creating boundaries in his life to safeguard his integrity. I don't have time to read all these to you. 30 years ago, I wrote a thing, and every staff member at Saddleback knows this one, called Saddleback's 10 Moral Commandments. And I require every married staff member to sign this covenant, which is Saddleback's 10 Moral Commandments. And I'll just read them to you, I guess, anyway. Number one, thou shalt, this is for married couples, married people in our church, thou shalt not visit the opposite sex alone at home. Thou shalt not counsel the opposite sex alone in the office. Thou shalt not counsel the opposite sex more than once without their person's mate. Number four, thou shalt not go to lunch with the opposite sex if you're married by themselves. Number six, thou shalt not kiss any attendee of the opposite sex or show affection that could be questioned. Six, thou shalt not discuss detailed sexual problems with the opposite sex in counseling. Refer them. Number seven, thou shalt not discuss your marriage problems with an attendee of the opposite sex. Number eight, thou shalt be careful in answering emails or social media from the opposite sex. Nine, thou shalt make your secretary your protective ally in guarding your integrity. Number 10, thou shalt pray for the integrity of the other staff members. Now people say, oh, Rick, that is going overboard. I would rather go overboard than be thrown overboard. I want to live my life in such a way that people have to make up stuff about me. And they do. They do. But I want to live in... I would rather go overboard in protecting my life. You see, I can stand before you and say with clear conscience, I've only known one woman in my life, and that's my wife. And God willing, I intend that to be true my entire life. Why? Because I've put parameters in my life. It can't happen. In 32 years as your pastor, I have never been in a room with the door closed with opposite sex in the office. Never in 32 years. The only exception to that would be a nurse in a doctor's office. For many years, Harriet Lee was my secretary, nearly 20 years. And Harriet was a great protector for me. And she knew we never even went in an elevator by ourselves, down in an elevator. I wanted to live above reproach. Nobody could even Make up stuff about me. Why? That's called integrity. And that is so rare today that when you find somebody who's willing to go beyond the beans to live a life of integrity, they get promoted. And more than that, you get the blessing of God in your life in a big time way. Now, he creates safeguards for boundaries. Now, here's the point. Let me wrap this up. God wants you to shine out. He wants you to let your light shine, not hide it under a bushel. God wants you to do good, and he wants you to let others know the good you're doing. That's okay. He commands it. Jesus commanded it. He wants you to stand out at work. He wants you to be able to, man, look at that person. They're a great Christian. And if you develop these six traits, you will get noticed because it will be unusual. That's not the way most people live. Not with audacity, that's a life of faith. Likeability, that's a life of relationships and love. Capacity, that's a life of learning. Reliability, that's a life of trustworthiness. Loyalty, that's a life of not gossiping and not tearing down other people. And a life of integrity, that you are what you are in public, what you are in secret. Look at this next verse on your outline, Philippians 2:15. You are to live clean, innocent lives as children of God in a dark world full of crooked and perverse people. Let your lives shine. Let your lives shine brightly. Let your lives shine brightly before them. That's what God wants you. How do you shine? What does a person do? How does he shine? How do people shine before the world in a dark world? Let's get practical. God wants you to be a doer of the word. Let's take these six character qualities, and let me give you six ways to develop them. Just write them down. I'm not going to comment on them. Then I just put a little acrostic here, shines. How does he shine? He shines in the world, in the dark world. He shines in the world. She shines in the world this way. S stands for step out in faith. That'll make you shine. Every time you step out in faith, you're going to shine. That shows audacity. You take the big risk. You believe God for the big things. You step out in faith. That shows audacity. H stands for help others succeed. Help others succeed. And you know what that does? That creates likability. When you help other people in your office succeed, guess what? They're going to like you. When you help your boss succeed, she's going to like you. Likeability comes when you help other people reach their goals. Step out in faith, audacity. Help others succeed creates likability. I improve myself daily. Improve myself daily. You know what that does? That increases your capacity. You're learning more, so you're more valuable to the company. You're more valuable to your family. You're more valuable to yourself. Improve myself daily. I'm always learning, always growing. Learn something every day. In, never make excuses. Never make excuses. You know how rare that is? That'll make you shine. The person who never makes excuses demonstrates reliability. And if you never make excuses at work, you're going to be considered a reliable person. E, eliminate gossip. Eliminate gossip. That shows loyalty. It shows loyalty to God and His Word. It shows loyalty to your business. It shows loyalty to your boss. You eliminate gossip. And S, safeguard my life. Safeguard my lifestyle. It's like, create a series of things that I'm not going to do this. These are the parameters I'm building around my life. Now, let me close with this. There's one trait that Joseph had that you already have. Let me show you some verses. Look up here on the screen. About five verses. Genesis 39:2. The Lord was with Joseph and he prospered. Genesis 39, verse 2. Look at the next one, 39:3. Joseph's master saw that the Lord was with Joseph and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did. I want you to have that success in everything he did. Genesis 39:5. The Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. Genesis 39:20-21. But while Joseph was in prison, the Lord was with him and granted him favor. What's the common denominator? God was with him. That's the same God who's in you, if you know Jesus Christ. God is. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you need to invite him into your life today. But that's the same thing that happens. When you have the Spirit of God in you, you have something that no unbeliever has. When God is with you, you have something that no person who doesn't know God have. That's a leg up. That is an advantage. Let me show you the last verse. You might write this verse on your outline. You probably ought to write it down. Psalm 75, 6 and 7 says this. For promotion comes neither from the east, nor the west, nor from the south. God is the judge. He puts down one and sets up another. God is the judge. Promotion doesn't come from the east or the west or the south. It comes from God. You know what that verse says? You don't have to know the key man if you know the man who holds the keys.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with an encouraging closing thought. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Oh, and while you're at the website, please be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. Listen to Rick's messages, click on his social media links, and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And please be sure to tell your friends and loved ones about all these great resources. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Maybe you've never thought about it, but your job matters to God. You say, how is that? Well, because God planned what you would do with your life, and part of your life includes your job, your work. God planned a ministry for you through the work you do. Now listen. It doesn't matter what your job is. You may be a manager or a stay-at-home mom or dad. You may be a doctor, a teacher, sales clerk, garbage collector. You may be a taxi cab driver. You may be paid or unpaid. You may be a volunteer in your work. No matter what you do, God uses your job to put you in a place where you can minister to others. And your ministry is actually in your job. Now, I'd like to help you with this. I'd like to equip you for your ministry at work. So I put together a study kit that I've called Christians in the Workplace. And it actually includes six sessions. They're study sessions. And there's a DVD and there's a study guide where Azusa Pacific professor Paul Schreier and I teach you about ministry at work. And together we talk about opportunities for spiritual growth, and we give you a guide for moral and ethical decision making, and we talk about how to find opportunities in your work to share your faith with others. There's a lot of helpful material in this kit, and I'd like to send it to you. I'd like to send you Christians in the Workplace study kit just to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. And when you support this ministry, you are helping not only share the good news with people around the world, you're helping Christians to grow. Now, I believe that this series is going to be a good series to help you, because we all have to work in different ways. And you'll benefit from this study, and it'll be a great small group study you could actually do with some friends. Now, we're a listener-supported ministry, and your financial gifts make it possible for us to continue broadcasting. So, thank you for your gifts. And by the way, visit my website, rickwarren.org, and you can find all kinds of information about other materials, resources, and studies, and of course, the Daily Hope broadcast. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for your support. I love you, I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. So join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.